This is the news, according to me. Yeah, I'm back. This is the second show for the day. Probably going to be the only other show for the day. We had Topical Tuesday this morning. Here we are on December 22nd, just a few days before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. And finishing up the Hanukkah season. Those of you who are into Hanukkah. A couple of things that I was going to talk about this show, and that I didn't get to talk about in the other one. My notes just disappeared. My notes are gone. Where'd my notes go? I don't know where my notes went. So we're going to pull those back up. We have an interesting time we're living in, and a lot of things going on. Talk a little bit about this, the new strain of COVID-2 or COVID-19. The interesting thing is now, and I was curious about this, and they finally did give a report on it. Moderna believes that their vaccine will be effective for both strains, for any and all strains of COVID, period, which could be interesting. There's a lot of interesting science about the whole thing. There are some doctors that are a little bit concerned and alarmed about the science behind the vaccinations, as there usually is. We'll see what happens with all that. In a couple of years when everybody has cancer, we'll see what happens. Or has babies with three heads. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully they know what they're doing. At least they think they know what they're doing. Of course, I think I know what I'm doing, and I'm here I am with a podcast. They'll just let anybody have a podcast. I don't know. Anyway, the new strain of COVID, yeah, the stimulus bill. Of course, now everything's coming out. There's a lot of people who are actually talking about it now. Of all the pork that was put in that thing, I've been saying all along that that's all this thing is. It's a giant porculus bill. And it's going to have more. It is going to have more. They're talking already about a second one. Joe Biden is talking about pushing for a second one, and you know that they will. Now, if Trump pulls this off and he's able to be sworn in on the 20th, do you think that they're going to try to impeach him again? Absolutely they will, and that'll be all that we hear about for a while. And they're going to want to pass another big, huge stimulus bill, and of course they're trying to push the budget down the road as well so that they can pass their big porculus, who knows what, $12 trillion stimulus probably, with half of it going overseas to other countries. This is absolutely ridiculous. Heard a really good report today. This one fellow was saying how we are basically at war, and I'd like to be able to pull it up. I'm sorry, my internet is so slow today that having some issues with that. And right now it sounds like the Pennsylvania, this is just coming in, the Pennsylvania electors, that Pennsylvania may switch on us. Now, it's been my opinion that if one flips, it will be a domino effect. Now, I heard Steve Bannon say that the other night as well. But it's been my opinion for a while that if one of them falls, that the rest of them will probably start to fall, because if cases start opening up, others will probably, come into play, and other judges will actually start to hear cases. Right now, they keep throwing them out, not based on not having evidence. A judge doesn't disregard the case or not hear it based on lack of evidence. They don't hear it for other reasons. Once you get into a case and the judge starts to listen to the case, once the hearing has started, then they will throw it out based on lack of evidence or based on evidence issues. But that's not what's happening here. They're just not hearing the case. And that's, at least the ones that the Trump administration, campaign administration lawyers are putting forward. So we have all of that going on. And then, of course, the chess game that's still playing out with the Hunter Biden issue, a lot of different angles there because of William Barr leaving, not willing to, put in any kind of investigation with that, as well as no investigation into the election. We'll see what the new acting attorney general does here after the 23rd or 24th or whenever it is that Barr is stepping off. And then there's this issue with the January 6th Congress, and this is where I probably want to dwell here for just a few minutes. We have, on January 6th, the electors get approved and confirmed by the Senate. This is something that's in the Constitution. If someone objects, so let's say that Senator Cruz objects to Pennsylvania's electors or Georgia's electors, and that automatically puts into play. Now, there also has to be a representative in the House to also step forward. We already have several of those that will probably step forward as well. So one from the House, one from the Senate step forward, and they object. The Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, cannot do anything about it at that time, if she is actually the Speaker at that time. I'm assuming she will be. And Mitch McConnell cannot do anything about it in the Senate. Once they do that, there has to be a hearing of at least 2 hours for the objection for that state, for each congressman that objects. So, if there are 7 states involved, that's 14 hours on top of it, right on its face, of deliberations. I thought this was going to be a good thing, and all this evidence was going to come out, and there's going to be this lack of confidence in some of these states, and then we're actually going to flip the votes over to the provisional electors for Trump. That is not necessarily the case. My understanding now is that it goes to a vote in the Congress. And this isn't, I'm not talking about the state vote where it flips back to the states and the states decide. Is that, in that case, if that is the case, then yes. Guess what? That's the states that will win. There's like 30 some states that are Republican legislatures. Theoretically, there will be at least more than half of those, at least 25 or 26 that will vote for President Trump. But that's not the way it's going to, that's not the way my understanding of the January 6th event is. If they object, it goes to a vote in the House and the Senate. They simply vote based on a majority vote of all the representatives at that time. That means it will go nowhere because I guarantee you they will not win in the House, probably not win in the Senate. And it will be over with at that point. So if that is the case, now maybe I am wrong. Maybe I am desperately, drastically wrong. I hope I am. But I don't know. That's the last word that I got from it. It was from a very good source. Was the way I was reading it. And it looks like that's the way it goes. If it goes back to a state legislature vote, in other words, if the states, that means each state gets one vote. If that happens, then yes, Trump wins, Democrats' heads pop off, all the craziness starts, and the riots go into play. There's still a lot of things that can happen here, and I know that nobody's given up on this thing. I know that I, for one, understand, and I think some of the people involved understand that this is our last stand. So as a republic, this is it. There's some interesting information about China involved in this whole thing and where we stand with that. So this whole thing is very, very critical. I guarantee you they will continue to use this COVID thing to keep fear in people, keep people submissive, and to use it as a lever to control society. So, yeah. One of the biggest problems right now that they're running into, the campaign is running into, which is kind of a weird thing. It's just, they didn't expect this at all, but they are not being allowed access to the Dominion machines, which is a huge monkey wrench in this whole thing, because they know that if they had a chance to audit those machines, to forensically look at those machines, that they know that what they would find. But for some reason, some strange reason, the powers that be in these election committees are not allowing it, and the judges aren't allowing it. So my My concern here is that if there's, you know, this is not a rights issue. It's not a personal rights issue. Nobody's, you know, getting their rights taken away in this case. There's nothing personal on those machines that they can say. This is an election that should be open and free and transparent, and they should be allowed to look at those machines. But they're pushing back and basically saying, no, they're not allowed to do that. That just, to me, means that there's something to hide. And it's not an individual that's just trying to protect their rights. These are election officials that have something to hide. Because why else would you block someone from looking at them? That it just seems ridiculous to me. I would think you'd want to put this to rest and say, come and get it. Come, you know, bring it on. Come and look at them. Take a look at them. Let's lay this to rest for once and for all to let everybody know that, yes, Biden won fair and square by 10 million more votes than Barack Obama got. How in the world does that even happen? Somebody did some math on this and said that all the registered voters in the country, if you take the ones that we know voted for Trump, according to the numbers, and you subtract that from the known registered voters in the country, and you turn around, and what you have left from that is like 50 million votes or something. It's some ridiculously low number of votes. And they're saying that many more people showed up, like 30 million more people showed up to vote that weren't registered. It's just an unbelievable number. The anomalies and all the math that does not work out is overwhelmingly, you know, and I'm not, of course, their thing is there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. It doesn't take widespread voter fraud when you have just a few particular places, a few counties, basically, a handful of counties decided this election. And they know that. They knew that going in. They knew that it would come down to 6 or 7 states, and they were able to pull it off. They tried to get it done in Florida. Didn't happen there because DeSantis was on top of that. But I guarantee you, this is major issues here. And I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let people keep saying, you know, we're crazy. This is a conspiracy theory, all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, it is a theory of conspiracy. That's for sure. But theories can be proven correct. You know, they can be true. So it's not just some crazy wacko idea. It's happened in other countries, and it's happening right here before our eyes. Hang in there, folks. Be a couple more shows tomorrow. And we'll get back into some, we'll find out tonight what happens with the news tonight. I'll be up bright and early tomorrow to give you a full report to start your day and hopefully have some good news for you. Once again, God bless. Have a wonderful Christmas. And thanks for listening, subscribing, sharing this podcast with others. Really helps me out a lot. Thanks. Have a good day.